normal.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Conspiranormal. We are back from a rather long break, and it's been really exciting, let me tell you. Serfiel, you got to go to the Big Apple, I understand.
Babylon herself.
Yeah, I brought a friend back with you.
Yeah. It was very interesting, yeah, getting to see the ruins and the cargo cults of the Gilded Age robber barons with their hermetic mysticism and whatnot. It was it's pretty wild. Seeing all the sights and feeling the energy and the pace and seeing Cleopatra's needle and all the hundreds of modern obelisks and temples to capital. It was something else. Definitely an eye-opening, life-changing experience.
Yeah, I think did you go to the Statue of Liberty and do all that stuff too? Like, you know, the typical stuff?
Yeah, did all the Manhattan stuff.
But then there's other interesting stuff there. Like, I went there about 5 years ago now. It's been over 5 years, and actually hung out with Peter Robbins there. And, you know, I didn't even know about the obelisk in Central Park. Like, I didn't even know where is that? Like, what part of Central Park is that? Like, what's it close to? Do you know?
The Museum of Natural History.
So, oh, okay. Yeah.
Trying to think of what street it is. I don't know. I'm not a New Yorker.
Well, I mean, it's just, man, there's so much to do there in that city. Like what you just described there, like the Museum of Natural History or like the Metropolitan Museum of Art. You could spend literal days in each one of those alone.
I spent a good portion of a day at the Met and didn't even make it to the first floor.
Yeah. Did you see like the Egyptian and the Mesopotamian stuff, man?
Yeah.
Yeah. That stuff's like pretty impressive. Like that's one of the best like collections of it. And I don't think the two times that I've actually been to it that I ever made it past the first floor.
Yeah. So a lot of interesting stuff there. So a marble carving of Mary Magdalene holding a vessel, of course.
And I think in the Mesopotamian stuff, they've got like the wall that's like the cherubs or whatever they are from like Babylon. I think they've got those in the entrance. Like it's really impressive, dude.
Yeah.
Like a really, really impressive place. And then you came back and we'll just say that you're just recovering. We'll just put it that
way. Yeah, stay away from New York, everybody.
Yeah. But we're glad that you're doing okay. And we're back here, guys, for the year in review that we do every year. And I've done a year in review for this show since 2015. So if you want like a summary of Conspiranormal, all you got to do is go back to the show in 2015. You'll at least get every episode, I think, from like episode 60 or 50 or something like that. And you can find out what guests we've had on. And if you want to listen to those shows only, you can do that and you'll get a good summary of what we've talked about. So, and we're not just going to do that. We're going to talk about the shows, obviously, that we've had. But we're also going to talk a little bit about some of the plans that we have for what's coming up in 2022 and some of the things that we're thinking of, like expanding Strange Realities and all this type of thing. So that'll be in like the latter part of the show. So if you are ready, sir, we will get started down memory lane.
Yeah. Before that, I just wanted to ask you if you had any general impressions of the year. And it wasn't quite the complete regeneration we hoped for, you know, but I think we saw like signs of it coming.
Yeah. Yeah. I think just for me personally, I mean, at the beginning of this year, I was still in Chattanooga. I was still down there and decided to come back to Nashville. And things, once like the vaccine really started getting rolling, you know, things seemed to get a little better, a little more back to normal. And then the Delta hit. And then, you know, of course I got COVID this year and, you know, everybody that's listened to the show knows all that. And I was okay. But, you know, there was a very, I would say in a lot of ways, there's just a real surrealness to 2021.
Yeah.
2021 was very liminal in a way. It's like we were kind of getting out of 2020 and trying to learn how to live, not just with like COVID, but also, I guess, in the new kind of just reality of how things are in our country and in the world. And, you know, I think it just kind of remains to be seen. But I mean, just I think personally, I mean, 2021 has been a pretty decent year.
Yeah.
You know,
I've had a lot of great things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. We obviously, you know, for a good couple of months there in the middle of it, we were busy with the conference and planning for that. And that was something that was nerve wracking, I think, for us both, in that we just didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know how successful it was going to be with, because we said before, you know, Delta spiked here back in August. So we didn't really know how we were going to handle it. But it went fairly well with the conference. And we, you know, I think that us just doing it and just having it, being brave enough to put it on. And as far as I know, there's been no one got sick, and that was a success in and of itself.
Yeah. And you know, we might've had a little window there before these other variants really started picking up. So.
Right. Right. Exactly. So
it was, you know, nice to take advantage of that while we could.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, I think this is part of how we kind of had to live our life. I mean, obviously the new variant is going to spike up, but then it's going to come back down. And I'm really hoping that it's not going to be as bad or as deadly as the previous ones have been. And we're kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. So, I mean, I think for me, it's been a pretty decent year. I mean, much better, I think, than 2020 in a lot of ways. What about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Just starting to see that hope that things are going to regenerate. People can get back to business. And personally, a lot of great breakthroughs in my life. We'll see for 2022. I really hope it is that.
Well, I think that just like politically, we're still in pretty much a hell of a state. And I think we're going to be for a little while. You know, you and I were talking about this earlier today. I think there's going to be a lot of turmoil, but I think that as everything within everything, life goes on. You still got to wake up in the morning. You still got to go to work. So it is what it is.
Yeah. We're going to see what it's like when the smoke clears and some of these strained relationships, see how some of this stuff goes on the other side of this. Some things are probably unrepairable.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure everyone has experienced this in their life. We saw the continuation of some of those trends in other parts of alternative media, whatever you want to call it. And we just kind of doubled down and had to go our own way in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I mean, we can, you know, we kind of continue that way from 2020.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you can't, I didn't kind of feel like in a lot of ways that like the conspiracy, I guess if there is such a thing as a conspiracy community, we kind of feel just like, you know, we're not, don't want to be a part of some of that stuff. And I think that that's just us having to just be honest about it. We've gotten some flack over it, especially when we made the decision to check vaccine IDs. We got so much flack from people that weren't ever going to come to Strange Realities, you know, just because they could, just because they could email us and they could bitch and they could feel a sense of entitlement or a sense of like they were in charge or something. Who knows? But if you're ready to go down the list, we will talk about our episodes from this last year.
Yeah, let's get into it.
So technically the first show of 2021 was the year in review from last year, which is 347, but we won't talk about that. The first guest episode that we had, this one was interesting.
Controversial.
Yeah, just a little bit. Episode 348. This was Alex Sakiris, which was about his book, Why Evil Matters. And yeah, I got an email from him and got him on and got into somewhat of a debate with him on that episode about the McMartin preschool case, which I don't feel like any of us were really prepared to really debate. And it was an interesting book, but I feel like he has just kind of become obsessed with a lot of the satanic panic narrative. And this was something that we didn't really want to explore. Kind of wanted to get his thoughts on, I guess, why evil mattered, but we kind of got bogged down in satanic panic stuff.
Right.
What were your thoughts about this show?
Well,
the only one we ever had to put a disclaimer on, I think.
Yeah, it was a good kickoff to a lot of things that I would end up researching for the rest of the year and kind of put light on things. I think it relates a lot to a lot of the research you did, too. But like some of that weird traditionalist Catholic stuff that relies on proving certain things in order to define good and evil, I think he was kind of the same way, but had to use some of this SRA stuff in order to prove the existence of evil. But yeah, instead of, you know, a philosophical discussion, we got kind of bogged down in the weeds of some of this stuff, but he's also very critical of Christianity in this book. And, you know, me and you were talking and kind of asking ourselves, you know, why would someone, you know, so critical of Christianity, why would all of this satanic panic investigation that comes from that world, you know, why would he be so reliant on it? And I think it's really informed my understanding of how a lot of these seemingly disparate positions are coming together. This kind of confederation of these various traditionalisms and philosophies that it's getting into some pretty strange territory.
Yeah. That was the biggest thing for me. That's like, it was a very big cognitive dissonance when you're reading a chapter and he's interviewing people like Russ Dizdar, who we lost this year because of COVID. And the next thing he's talking about, talking to the guy that is basically has the whole theory that Rome created Christianity as a fake religion and as a state controlled religion and this type of thing. I'm just like, you know, because for me, a lot, like you just said, a lot of the satanic panic narrative really kind of comes from an evangelical Christian or a fundamentalist Christian basis.
Yeah. And as you've explored, has a lot of traditionalist Catholic origins in the 1970s.
Yeah. And I think that just like, but we know it's like the conspirituality movement has kind of co-opted a lot of those same narratives as well. So
yeah, it all fits together in these ideas of
even
evil materialist or rather demonic elite, et cetera. So it was good to have a little bit of controversy, but it's kind of just pointing out how much harder it's becoming for us. I think mostly just because of personal reasons to have some guests like this who are presenting information that like seems neutral, but it's really aligned to all these really, really weird reactionary movements. And it's becoming a lot harder to coexist with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I agree. 349, this is Amy Petula, The Corpsewood Manor Murders. Now, this was a good episode. I met Amy actually when I was in Chattanooga. She is the head of the Chattanooga Ghost Tours, and she was just part of our conference back in October. And she wrote a book about the Corpsewood Manor Murders, which was this case that happened where these two guys that were living out in the woods in North Georgia were killed by these two guys. I think it was like 1982. I'm pretty sure that's when it was. And they also, the two guys that were murdered actually were Satanists, or I guess affiliated with the Church of Satan. Yeah, I guess you could say
actual Satanists.
Yeah, yeah, actual Satanists. That was an interesting episode, and we kind of got some of her ideas about how Howard Finster might be involved, the artist that was there in Somerville, Georgia.
Yeah, not in a negative way, but in
not in like a negative way. No,
a cosmic in a cosmic healing of
a
distraught community.
Yeah. Yeah, so she had some interesting ideas about that that actually didn't end up in her book, but there was also too that weird in the same area, because I'm from pretty close to that area. There was also the guy that had the funeral, the cremation service, and he wasn't cremating the bodies, and that was all kind of part of that general kind of like milieu that was going around there at that time. And she kind of, you know, that there might have been some weirdness going on there too.
Another cool instance where true crime crosses over with this
with more paranormal, weird,
paranormal, yep, and countercultural stuff. Where it's good for us to do shows like that, because a lot of times, a lot of true crime podcasts, you know, really aren't really familiar with a lot of the kind of cultural context of the stuff,
right? We followed that with episode 350, Timothy Renner and Joshua Cutchin. This is the second one that we did with them about Where the Footprints End, Volume 2. The first one that we talked to them about, that was about folklore. And actually did this on purpose, having a 350th episode. But this one talks about the evidence, more of the evidence that they collected, the thesis that Bigfoot is much more supernatural and not really a flesh and blood creature. So
yeah, those guys are great. I mean, those are some of the best friends of the show.
A couple of people that we always enjoy having on is both those guys. And if you have not read both of those books, go purchase them. They're on Kindle, whatever, but definitely highly recommended by us. Anything that those two gentlemen do is recommended.
The Passport to Magonia of Bigfoot.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. 351. This is Professor Wham. That's what she goes by. This is, we talked about her book Mysterious Beauty, which is, also called Living in the Paranormal in the Hudson Valley. And this was her kind of experiences. She lives in the Hudson Valley of New York. And if anybody knows anything about the Hudson Valley, it is kind of a strange kind of paranormal hotspot. It's got a lot of course, in the 80s, it had a lot of UFO sightings and whatnot. And there's also a lot of hauntings and these type of things. And we talk about a lot about kind of like what the native inhabitants of the area experience and how we need to kind of more pay attention to what they experience as well.
Yeah, it's real. Her perspective on that is really refreshing, because you get so many Indian legend tellers, you know, who don't have actual connections to people or actual authorities on this stuff. But she is the opposite of exploitative and, you know, has really insightful and accurate things about the actual Native Americans, and not, like I said, some second or third hand Indian legends.
Right, right. And Professor Wham has come back on a couple of times this year. We'll talk about that more as we get closer to those episodes. But we followed that up with 352, Michael Hughes, third time we've had Mike on. This Debunking Satanic Panic and Podcast Disinformation is what I titled that show. And
that was kind of a response to the Alex Sicaris.
Yeah, this is a response to the Alex Sicaris episode, because we really kind of felt like we were kind of personally unprepared with the episode. And I know that Mike had actually been interviewed with Alex for a show they were going to do about Pizzagate. And apparently that episode never came out, and there was kind of a falling out between the two of them. And I wanted to kind of get Mike's perspective on it. And I kind of wanted to talk to him about this stuff anyway, you know, yeah. So We didn't just talk about that, but we talked a little bit about like kind of like, you know, his thoughts on the McMartin, because it all kind of revolved around the McMartin preschool stuff and media sensationalism. But then we also talked about in that episode the COVID disinformation and some of the people that he felt were like, you know, even like advocating violence. And we kind of talked about what the motivations of those hosts are and why that they continue to kind of promote like the disinformation that is out there.
Yeah. He's had a lot of I would say he's had a similar experience that we've had, you know, coming from this culture and getting really disillusioned as you know, grow and become a little sharper about things and more discerning. It was, that was a very good discussion. And he continued that same stream on into the Strange Realities Conference in his presentation.
I felt like that conversation that we were having and some of the things that he had posted on Twitter before that were really kind of a basis for what he later presented at Strange Realities. All right, so continuing, 353, this was just you and I. This is something we did, which was Mysteries of Mardi Gras.
Yep.
And you kind of talk about how you got interested in doing, why you wanted to do this show. We actually put this out right before Fat Tuesday, which was February 16th of this year.
Yeah, I don't come from any families with those traditions, but after our experience on 12th night of, gosh, what year was that?
2019.
Just looking more into the symbolism and ancient origins, it really opened up a whole new understanding for the development of Mardi Gras in the United States. You know, as its own thing, not really concentrating on the ancient stuff, but it's a real interesting history, you know, window into a lot of different social elements and history. So it was cool to put that on, and we've incorporated a lot of that into our Mystic Crew as well, which is one of our which is our own Mystic Crew, one of our Patreon levels, and we've been doing our hangouts themed around that symbolism. Though it is to be seen what's going to happen to the Mystic Crew as we shift that into our Strange Realities monthly speaker engagements.
Yeah, more about that later. Right, yeah, I learned a lot from that also too. But you know, I got a book that you wanted me to read that a lot of interesting history about it. And that was all just kind of from, like Sir Phil said, I mean, we ended up in beginning of 2019, we were in Florida. We ended up in Pensacola in a Mardi Gras celebration. We had no idea what was even going to happen. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. And that was actually a 12th night celebration, which that's the, you know, that'll be coming up, I think, on January 5th. I think that's when it is, right? I think. We followed that up at 354, Christopher Ernst, where we talked about Meher Baba and kind of like alternative religious movements. Meher Baba was a Indian mystic that lived in the 20th century that his parents were actually adherents of. And we kind of talked about who Meher Baba was, his significance, some of his thoughts and beliefs, and just kind of like, you know, his own experiences growing up in that. And then we also talked about some of the things that you kind of grew up in as well. So like we kind of titled this Meher Baba and Alternative Religious Movements is what I titled this.
Yeah. And he continued some of those themes in his presentation in Strange Realities 2021 as well. He went into more detail, some stuff he touched on that episode. Mm-hmm. I definitely check it out. We love Chris, and I got to actually see him in New York.
Yeah, at the you did.
Psychedelic Film Festival and see one of his films, Corpse. That was
You think? What did you think of it?
I had seen it. It was cool seeing it in a screening room.
Yeah,
and yeah, I liked it a lot. I liked the tie in with the weird biotech company and alchemical themes and all that. So it was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the one where he was like kind of the allusions to the Yellow King and all that. Isn't yeah. that right? Yeah. Yeah. I think he talked to Sarai about that a couple episodes that he did. Where Did the Road Go? 355, Chrissy Elliott, Plant Sentience and Intelligence. This was an interesting show where we talked about plant intelligence and whether or not plants are we know they're alive, obviously, but plants can feel and plants can think and these different ideas. And we also talked about her because she is, I guess, a journalist out in California, and kind of like her kind of like forays into the Bigfoot world and what she thought of it and kind of her initial impressions about it. And kind of like why there is such an obsession with Bigfoot.
She kind of did a gonzo kind of anthropological thing, inserting herself into those communities.
And followed up with 356, Richard Spence, brought him back last year, back in 2021. I want to get him back on sometime in 2022 because there's a lot to talk about with him. But this we did I called it Secret History of Antisemitism.
Yeah, we went real deep.
Yeah, this was like a college lecture, this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like a 2 hour. It's almost a 2 hour and 30 minute episode. Okay, it's really long, but we talked about, of course, like the origins of anti-Semitism, the course of it, how a lot of this has really gone down into conspiracy memes, even into today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what the implications of that are. So yeah, that's a definite one that I would listen to, and like I said, I want to get him back on fairly soon, because you know there's the Russia book that he did about Wall Street and the Russian Revolution that I read, that is excellent, that I still think we could do a whole entire show on.
Yeah, not to pat ourselves on the back, but you know, I remember like previewing this, like showing the graphic to some people, and they're just like, oh shit, really, you're gonna do that? Like, oh, you know. You know, you shouldn't be afraid to really delve into, you know, things that are really touchy subjects. If you're going to exist in this alternative media universe, you really need to be informed about the genealogy of a lot of these ideas. And you can't sweep this stuff under the rug.
Right, right.
Some of the really ugly history.
Yeah. I mean, things like the blood libel and those type of things. I mean, those are coming up in the QAnon movement.
Yeah.
And
all this stuff is impossible to understand without understanding that background.
We made that point in the episode as well. We followed this up 357. Soraya and Tim joined us for kind of an impromptu episode because we had a guest go MIA. I won't tell you who that guest was, but this is Where Did the Strange Familiars Go? And I kind of want to see what we talked about. Reincarnation, Dyson spheres, transhumanism, of course, Bigfoot.
Sounds like well. A so, Where Did the Road Go show.
Yeah, yeah. It was, and I think we also talked about how we kind of felt about our shows and how our shows kind of corresponded, how they differed, what the fans, the different fans are for our shows.
Yeah, that was fun. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 358 was momentous because this is when I came back to Nashville and we did our first show together for like an entire year.
Oh yeah.
Holy like shit. In person. We're actually over Zoom now, but that'll be rectified soon. But we did this with Craig Ciccone. We called it, this was about the movie Judas and the Black Messiah, what really happened. We talked a lot about more of a focus because I had talked to Craig back in 2015 about the assassinations, but of the 60s. And we talked about Fred Hampton then, but in this episode, we went way more into detail of just about Fred Hampton.
Yeah.
What happened, how the movie kind of differed from the reality of the situation. We also talked about kind of like Craig's pretty much lifelong struggle of trying to get hold of FBI documents that pertain to the Hampson, to the Fred Hampson case.
Yeah, I believe he's the number one requester of FOIA documents
to
Fred Hampton.
Yeah, and Fred Hampton, I mean, if you, anybody has seen Judas and the Black Messiah, he was a Black Panther leader that was assassinated in the late 1969, and pretty much had a police death squad sent after him, and they killed him. And there was some involvement with the FBI with that too, and that's something that Craig has been trying to find out for a little while.
And I proudly display Craig's map of Dealey Plaza at the time of the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Yeah,
on my wall. It's a nice map created by an architectural firm that shows you the position of everyone. It also has a key.
All the witnesses. Guidebook. They're all the little witnesses. Dots. Yeah. The guidebook is great too. Yeah, yeah. And it tells you who each person was and all that kind of stuff. 359, Walter Bosley joined us for the first time in a while, and this was about his, I think it's released now, but his book, The Secret Missions 5 book, and we talked about several things, Spanish conquistadors, we talked about Santiago, the lost civilizations, what the guys are looking for.
Secret societies of the conquistadors.
Yeah. Which you had just gone down to Florida right before that. And you had seen some, or about a month or so before that, and you had seen some like
historic plaque for the crew of Santiago.
Yeah. Right. So that was an interesting episode, which then followed by 360, Adam Gorightly, Saucer, Spooks, and Kooks.
Highly recommended.
Yeah, highly recommended book. This is pretty much a detail of not just the Benowitz affair, but several people that just, it really focuses on the whole, like, you know, Dulce Bay stuff and how that's kind of become this modern mythology. Any thoughts on that one?
It's a really great account of UFO disinfo, especially in that period in the 80s and early 90s. And it's, you know, it's wonderfully written, very colorful style, like all of Gorightly's books. Very enjoyable read.
And followed by P.D. Newman. Second time we have P.D. on. This is talking about his books, Angels in Vermilion, which is more of a kind of a study on the hallucinogens used by Freemasons, which he continues kind of the same kind of theme that he used in Alchemically Stoned. And this is more kind of talking about the red powder that was supposedly made from acacia that caused hallucinogenic effects. And talk about characters like John Dee and the Royal Society and Theosophy and how that's all kind of connected into that. So, but he also presented on that at Strange Realities too.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Gave excellent talk. Anyone who missed that, go back and check it out for sure. He was a really cool guy. It was great to meet him as well at Strange Realities.
Yeah.
And he shared some really interesting stuff with me. And I look forward to what he has in store next.
Followed by that was 362. This is Professor Wham returned. I titled this Working for a Serial Killer. Now, this one was really interesting. I think I was solo on this one for some reason. But we talked about her experiences working with Robert Burdella in Kansas City in the 1980s, who was a convicted serial killer, killed, but they don't even really know how many he probably killed. But some of her thoughts about knowing this man, working for him, and then knowing that, you know, this person that you knew or you thought you knew was actually a vicious serial killer.
Yeah, and that's cool because that intersection of true crime and paranormal stuff is like very personal also.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you get to ask someone who is open to different kinds of spiritual realities what those experiences were like, weird senses and feelings she got from this man, objects, and it was really, really cool.
Yeah, it is also too, just like whether or not there was some kind of attachment on him, and it's kind of the speculation of that as well.
Yeah, because she's very, very intelligent, but very open-minded. So it was cool to talk to someone about some kind of true crime stuff who is all those things and very close to it.
363, this was a big kind of roundtable event that we did. This is the Uniwatch Conspiranormal Campfire, we called this. This is my cousin Jason. He was doing a show and promoting it with some of the performers from this all-day event that he was doing. And Steve Stockton actually joined us for this one and kind of helped us. We ended up really kind of, we talked about the event, but then we'd also talked about a lot of the performers' kind of personal experiences as well. And I thought we got some pretty decent experiences out of them.
Yeah.
And Steve was on hand to kind of help us kind of like interpret that, some of the things that he has heard of as well. 364, Jenny Ashford and Tom Ross from the 13 o'clock podcast. This, I think, was, I think I was also, where were you on these two?
I don't know.
What were you doing? I think you were moving, maybe. I don't, this was in May. So I think that's what it was.
Okay.
I always love talking to Tom and Jenny. I mean, we talk about just about anything. I mean, horror movies, anything basically we want to talk about. I mean, if you haven't checked out their podcast, they're really worth listening to. I mean, it's much more chaotic than our show, and it can go on for like, you know, there's been one that went on for like 6 hours because they like to drink. But I have a lot of fun with them on this episode. So yeah, 13 o'clock podcast. 365, we're good friend AP Strange, aficionado prodigious Strange, joined us. This is the second time we had him on. We had him on in 2020, but we talked about the strange world and the nexus of Elvis and UFOs.
This one was real fun.
Yeah. We talked about specifically about a book, I think, entitled Elvis and UFOs, but also... Was Elvis an alien human hybrid? Was he sent by the Fae to enchant the world with his heavenly voice? You know, these are all things that we speculate on. And then, you know, of course, we talk about the conspiracy theories. And I talked a lot about the Elvis is Alive documentaries and how basically they were kind of a knockoff of UFO Cover-Up Live, mm-hmm. and how basically the Elvis is Alive documentaries essentially were the same as Unsolved Mysteries, with these like bullshit reenactments and Elvis, like the mysterious Elvis walking into the light and all these type of things. So that was a good one. Let's see, I'm losing my place. Okay. 366, Steve Stockton. Always love having Steve on. This, we talked about his book on, he put out like two books this year.
Yeah.
Smoky Mountain Mysteries and,
hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And of course, you know, we are in Tennessee and Smoky Mountains is fairly close to us. And Steve is from East Tennessee. So we talked about how some of the stories, some of the hauntings, some of the things that he's experienced out there, but then also some of the mysterious disappearances that have taken place there. And especially the Dennis Martin case, which is probably one of the most famous missing 411 type stories that you get from the Smokies.
Those are all great collections tied to specific areas.
And then Aaron O'Brien, who joined us from last year and still 2021 as we're recording this. Jason Gussman. Aaron is the artist and Jason is the writer of a book called Return to Snake Land, a graphic novel about some strange goings on, murders, these type of things that were happening, kind of satanic panic kind of era in their hometown of Buffalo, New York.
We were mostly talking about the podcast version of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And this was not just, yeah, we talked to Aaron about the graphic novel before that, but yeah, there's a new, there's a podcast that they put out, which they've put out one season now, which I highly recommend if you want to listen to a good kind of like, a good true crime podcast, but that is also has a kind of paranormal elements to it as well. Yeah. Check out Return to Snakeland with Aaron O'Brien and Jason Gussman. And also if you can find it, check out the graphic novel as well. They may still have some copies on hand. It's well worth checking out. 368, Tim Banal, our good friend Tim, and Aaron Gullius joined us for kind of a weird news roundup, UFO foolishness, some good saucer life stories. Aaron will be back in a few weeks on the show as well. Might have been a little later on, but there, no, I think it was a little later on. We talked to them, but this, we talked a lot about UFO news, how we really didn't care about it. Weird just news, a bunch
of that, old curmudgeons
that Banal had dug up, and also, of course, like saucer life stuff from the saucer life as well. Then we had our good buddy Chris Corey for episode 369. And we talked, he has a Instagram called Vintage UFOs. We talked about the death of Tim Beckley and talked a little bit more about the Montauk stuff and the Philadelphia experiment. That is also there is a video version of that. And if you go to the podcast feed in the description, you can find the video version, because Chris showed us a lot of the record albums and paraphernalia that he has collected over the years that deal with UFOs. And then also some of the stuff that deal with Tim Beckley's work as well. So,
yeah, it's a lot of cool visual accompaniment on that one. So you should watch the YouTube version if you have,
yeah,
you can do that.
Yeah, definitely. And we should mention too, the one that we did on Mardi Gras, there's a YouTube version of that too, because there's a lot of visual stuff on that.
Yeah. Same.
For so, so if you go back, listen to that as well.
And hopefully we'll find some stuff like that to do this year.
Yeah.
Though, you know, really our YouTube isn't really our main strength, but we do know a lot of people do discover us through that. And it's cool to give some kind of visual thing.
Yeah. We focus more on the podcast side, and then we do put the show out on YouTube as well, and it's there. I mean, check it out. I mean, go subscribe to it. Conspiranormal Podcast. I mean, you can find us. We'd love to have more subscribers. Episode 370, Taylor Bell, Green Lion and the Sigil Arcanum Tarot. Green Lion is the name of his podcast, and Sigil Arcanum Tarot is a tarot card deck that he has worked on. We talked to Taylor about importance of mystery. We study paranormal topics and how it's equally important to maintain that sense of mystery. And we talk about kind of like his encounters with the deity Hecate, which is really interesting. And of course, we talked a lot about his tarot deck and some of the uses and how it's different from others as well. So moving on, 371, William Ramsey. I like William's work for the most part. You know, we've had him on the show before. We'll more than likely have him on again. Global Death Cult. This is a book that he did about the Order of Nine Angles. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
And kind of the influence that they have had over, I guess, just scarily enough in the military, but also like a few school shooters and these type of things as well.
Yeah, it's like a white supremacist, nihilistic, quasi-Satanist kind of group that seems to naturally attract the very worst and encourage murder.
Yeah, yeah, we would encourage not checking them out. 372, Robert Guffey returned to the show. Always love having Robert on. We talked about his fiction book, Bela Lugosi's Dead. But we talked about a lot about kind of his fascination with Bela Lugosi and, oddly enough, Lugosi's kind of relationship with Manly P. Hall.
Yeah.
And esotericism. And then there was also, we talked a lot about, he had done a couple of series. This one was more about the January 6th insurrection, where we talked about the series he did with the Evergreen Review. And this is also something that was dealing with QAnon, which is something that he's been looking into a lot lately.
Yeah, it's always great to have Robert Guffey.
Yeah, I always have a really good experience. I think we talked to him for like, God, it was probably like 3 hours, I think, all total. 373, David Metcalf, our good buddy, UFO Media and Skywatch TV, where we talked about how he felt that UFOs have been depicted, were being depicted in the media, media perception of them, how the narrative has been spun. And we looked at the fascinating, wonderful world that is Skywatch TV, which, you know, we've talked about also with Dr. Future as well.
Yes, he continues to chronicle the paranormalization of American fringe Christianity, and you know, relates to UFOs and Bigfoot and everything else is just getting kind of thrown in this big burrito.
374, Alan Greenfield came back. This is as we're kind of starting to more promote the conference at this point. Alan Greenfield and Stephanie Quick and Olaf Phillips joined us, which we got to meet Olaf at the conference this year.
Yeah.
We talked a lot because Olaf is Greenfield's publisher and really helps Greenfield out a lot. And we talked more about Tim Beckley because Alan knew Tim very well. And some of the things that Alan did as a teenage ufologist, and talked more about Olaf, about Secret Cipher, the UFOnaut, things he's been experimenting with that, and Alan Stephanie about sex magic. And of course, anytime you have Alan Greenfield on, it is the Alan and Greenfield show.
But it was really great to have them come out to Strange Realities and get to meet both of them.
Or as I call it, the Alan Greenfield Deaf Comedy Jam.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think I did these two episodes at the same day. I think I did. I had to. There was a cancellation that we had to reschedule. But 375, I did this one. Barbara Mango and Lynn Miller. This is about their book Convergence. Barbara Mango is someone that is part of Brent Rain's kind of circle, and she talks a lot about. The book is called Convergence, the Interconnection of Extraordinary Experiences. And they look at just that, what, you know, the four modalities of the paranormal experiences and how they connect. So those, that's they call you UAP encounters, which unidentified aerial phenomenon, UFOs, near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, and past life recall. And what these mean, about the human experience. And of course, as you think, whenever I have somebody on to talk about some of this stuff, I always have them relate their own personal experiences along with it as well.
Yeah. That was pretty interesting. A lot of the stuff about the near-death experiences and those things, how they relate to UFOs.
376, David Perkins. This was all about cattle mutilations. David is a cattle mutilation research from back in the day. And he was a conspiranormal listener, had listened to the show, but he has also talked about a lot about in Go Rightly Saucer Spooks and Kooks book, and wanted to really get him on to talk about his experiences studying cattle mutilation back in the 70s and the 80s. And we were also joined by Chris Corey on that, to help us out with the interview on that one. And we kind of delved a little bit into the Gaia theory, what he thinks about why that cattle mutilations may be happening. Mm-hmm. But we were also pretty honored to both receive copies of his book,
Altered Stakes.
Yeah. Which is, looks like it was photocopied and stapled together, but it is pretty awesome. To just have that, you know, it's kind of a really cool artifact.
UFO history, absolutely.
Yeah. Follow that up, 377. Dr. Future joined us. We talked about January 6th and the January 6th insurrection and some of the work that he has been doing on his Two Spies Report blog. Ren Collier actually joined us on that as well to talk about some of his thoughts on that. We talked about kind of the role of the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers in the insurrection, and who the right wing kind of blames for it and how a lot of that narrative is not true. definitely check out Dr. Future's blog, Two Spies Report. It is definitely something that is well worth checking out. Dr. Future goes into a lot of detail about a lot of different things.
Very thorough.
Very thorough, yes. 378, Nathan Isaac. We talked about fucking Somerset, Kentucky, and weirdness in Conspiracy Central, which Nathan is a firm believer that Somerset, Kentucky is the nexus of all weird shit. And what do we got? Of course, this is on the back of Pennyroyal podcast coming out at the beginning of this year.
Right.
And, which
there's
I
some
believe,
kind of, there's some hints at, some material that'll be on this next, this next season.
Yeah. I believe the second season is coming out soon. But he talks about, we also talk about Gianni Castellero, the octopus, how that ties back to Somerset, Kentucky. I mean, it was a lot of different
wild ride.
People involved. It was definitely a wild ride for sure. Let's see, I keep losing my place because it keeps wanting to pop back down.
Aaron Golias, Chris Ernst, and Soraya Azcath.
Yeah, this was about the nine. Primarily because Aaron had just done an episode about the nine on the saucer life, and Chris Ernst also knows a lot about the nine as well. So I wanted to get them together, and Soraya joined us to talk about like sci-fi and different aspects of from his show as well. So, and this also, you know, this is about two couple of months before the conference. So really gearing up to have everybody that was involved a part of that. Okay. 380. I don't think I skipped anything. 380. Tim Banal returned. And also we got Brent Rains to join us too. And we talked about a trip that Banal took to, I believe this was to Whitehall, New York, and Lake Champlain, and Banal's trip to a Star Trek museum up in somewhere in Vermont, and talked a little bit about Brent with some of like the Frank Simonton stuff and some of Brent's research going back all the way to the 1960s on UFOs, some of the things that he's written about in Alternate Perceptions. And this also the famous Frank Simonton pancake case. And we also talked about Travis Walton and some of the kind of stuff that was coming out about that at that time.
Yeah. And Brent's been a really big local supporter and helped me out with some historical stuff of I've been looking into from figures from the area in the past, and hooked me up with some vintage copies of UFO and Alternate Perceptions from the early 90s.
381, Jonathan Vankin, called this Close to Zero because that is the title of his book, Close to Zero, which was about how Trump handled or mishandled the COVID crisis and some of his thoughts about that. This one was real special to me. Believe when we recorded this was when I was getting over COVID. But this one was real special to me as well because Jonathan Vankin wrote a book called The 50 Greatest Conspiracies, later amended to the 60s, 70s, 80s conspiracies. That was pretty essential for me, like, you know, reading back when I was in high school and in college. So that was cool to talk to him about some of that, but also his thoughts and his ideas about the craziness in the conspiracy world and how he felt where it's, you know, the negative place that that seems to be going, which was real refreshing to hear some of his thoughts and ideas about that.
Yeah. We always like to get these people who have been in the culture for a couple generations and seen, you know, a lot of history and put things into perspective.
382, Steve Stockner rejoined us for this one. This was California National Park Mysteries, which was his other book that he put out this year. I feel like this is part of a trilogy, but we talked about a lot of kind of the weirdness and, all, again, strange disappearances, murders that have happened in the national parks. And this was had to do with Yosemite, Mount Shasta, and also Joshua Tree. And of course, we kind of got off the subject a little bit, talked about serial killers like John Wayne Gacy, and then also Phantom Clowns, which is one of Steve's favorite things to talk about, and his Missing Persons Mysteries YouTube channel. We also talked about that as well. Steve is a big supporter, hoping he's going to be in 2022 heading out this direction. Reconnected on episode 383 with Peter Robbins. Peter is a really good friend of the show. He's been on several times, and we talked about talked about Tim Beckley, because again, Peter knew Tim Beckley very well. We talked a lot about how the grassroots conferences were organized back in the day, about the 70s and the 80s. What kind of the future was held for UFO research. Chris Corey also joined us for that one as well. Chris Corey and Ren have sat in with us as kind of like, you know, unofficial co-hosts a lot this year.
Yeah. Yeah. We hope to have them a lot next year too. They're always great additions to the show. One thing I really took away from that was, from that show was him talking about, how the economic conditions in New York really allowed a lot of those things to happen. And now that we live in this different kind of time where living in urban areas is a lot more expensive, it's harder to get some of these, you know, incubate some of these events and subcultures than it used to be.
Which was a really good show. I always love hearing Peter's, thoughts about all this. Peter's been around for a good long time. And well, 384, 385, and 386 were all of our Strange Realities previews episode, where we talked to just about everybody that was involved with the conference.
Those are all videos too, right?
Those are all videos as well. Those are actually, you can find those, that stuff that we streamed. And the first episode we had was 384, where the first segment we talked to David Metcalf, Dr. Stephen Finley, and Jose Herrera. And in the second half of that, when we talked to Joshua Cutchin and Timothy Renner again, all five of those gentlemen were involved with the conference. In the second episode, we spoke in the first half, Amy Petula, Heather Mosier, and Kiki Dombrowski, who Kiki unfortunately was not able to join us at Strange Realities, but we're going to be making up for that pretty soon. And the second segment we did Michael Hughes, Christopher Ernst, and Brent Rains. And then on, I believe it's 386, we had Steven Snyder, Recluse, Dr. Future, Alan Greenfield, Ren Collier, Soraya, Tim Banal, and Aaron Gullius all on, and Nathan. So that was all. All of that is on, are all on video. You can watch them. You can watch all those on YouTube as well. But this was us gearing up for the conference. 387, I actually recorded this right before the conference. This is Tobias Wayland, his book, Strange Tales of the Impossible. This was a book a little less about the flying humanoids, although that is definitely an element in there from what he talked about in 2020. But, people's personal experiences and some of the things that they have talked about with him. And we also talk about kind of the nature of the strange encounters, and also whether or not there's some fairy lore, how it connects up to that as well. 388, we were joined by Professor Wham once again, and she had some updates about Robert Berdella, and because she had been contacted by some of the relatives of one of his victims. That was actually because of the interview that we did with her back in April. So she gave us some updates on that. And we also talked to her a little bit about some of the things that she's working on paranormal wise up there in the Hudson Valley. And we're kind of closing the gap here. So these are shows that are still, I'm pretty sure, fresh in everybody's mind. 389, Jack Brewer returned to the show this year. We talked about his book, Wayward Sons. This is NICAP and the intelligence community. And we spoke about how NICAP, which was a UFO research organization kind of from around like the 50s to the 70s, was infiltrated by the intelligence community. And really, Jack kind of lays out how that really was something that happened from the start of NICAP. Yeah. But also looking into the parallels of what we see happening with the UFO world today in 2021 and how it's very similar to what happened then.
Yeah, I mean, that's a common thread with, if you look at some of these guests, especially this year, people like Jack Brewer, people like Peter Robbins, Adam Gorightly, Aaron Golias, of course, we're really into understanding the historical context of the UFO phenomenon. And I think Conspiranormal is a really great place to get a big, broad picture of that.
Yes, I agree. Episode 390. This is Timothy Renner and Chad Redding, both from Strange Familiars. Of course, Timothy Renner, you guys know him. And Chad is Tim's friend that has done a lot of like kind of like exploration with him. And this was about Tim's upcoming book, but that is also an audio book / podcast called The Witch Cloud. And that is going to serve as, I believe, Strange Familiars episode 300. And this is about a haunted bridge in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, talking about their experiences out there and also talking about others, people's experiences and what kind of profound effect it has kind of had on them personally.
Yeah, that was really cool. Always great to have Tim on, and it was great to have Chad join us. And a lot of really spooky stuff and experiences from a less ghost hunty perspective and a kind of a cooler one.
Yeah. 391, Jose Herrera. This is the second time we've had him on, really the third time, but this is for his own show, Meta War and Mental Illness. Ren sat in with us on this one as well. This one was, I think, pretty important in kind of, you know, looking at the concept of meta warfare or like fourth generation warfare and what that means. And this was based off of his talk that he gave at Strange Realities this year, where we talked about basically the mimetic warfare and essentially how mental illness is being used essentially against us as a weapon. And then some of, you know, his work with veterans looked at that as well, too.
There's some hope in there.
Yeah. Yeah. There is some hope in there. But it's very sobering stuff. So. And finally, episode 392. This was the one we put out a few weeks ago. This is Dr. Future. This is the 12th time we've had Dr. Future on the show by himself. We've had Dr. Future on many, many times on other episodes. But we titled this, Where Is This All Going? And this was about just that. He talked about how crazy the evangelical fundamentalist media has become. And the influence on that and like the anti-vax movement and all these different things and the political turmoil that we are in store for in the 2020s.
Yeah. Yeah. All very, very uplifting stuff.
Right. Right. So that's the 2021 year in review, and this is episode 393. So you guys have noticed that pretty soon here, episode 400 will be upon us. So that, I guess, will be the first thing we'll talk about as far as what we have planned in 2022. I mean, 400 episodes of a podcast is a pretty big deal. I've been doing this thing for 10 years, man. And you've been doing this thing for almost four with me. So yeah. That's crazy. We don't quite know exactly what we're going to do yet. Sophia and I got to hash that out as far as like what we want to do for episode 400. We may do it as like we did for 300, might have people, might have a big hangout with people, or we may do something a little different with some guests or a combination of the two. But he and I will talk about that. We still got a few weeks before that happens. So just look forward to that. I've already got three guests scheduled. And I guess let's talk about some things that we're going to do in 2022. Conspiranormal wise and also Strange Realities wise.
Yeah, we've been a little quiet here at the end of the year, just wrapping things up. It's a lot been going on, but we plan on hitting the ground running in 2022 on the show and expanding the Strange Realities brand, like you said. On the show, we want to do one episode every month where it's just us, and we want to really double down on the conspiracy part of Conspiranormal, but do that by giving an in-depth history of the development of modern conspiracy theory culture and visiting a lot of these like primary texts and really trying to trace a genealogy of a lot of these ideas that have been so influential.
And I think what we're probably going to do as far as how that's going to be time come out wise is it's probably going to be like the last episode of a month or however the month, you know, hits, but at least every three or four episodes, we're going to have one of these. And I think January is when we're going to put the first one of these out. And we're just, you know, I'm very much into history. And I think it's something that we just felt like we needed to do as far as like exploring these different topics and how these ideas kind of morphed and changed over time. Yeah. It may be that we look at a specific, we're going to have a broad stroke to this, broad brush, but we're also probably going to look at more specific things that
personalities,
conspiracy,
literature, movements, etc. Yeah.
Right. So and it'll probably be in some kind of broad, loose chronological framework. So the first episode will probably just be about looking at, you know, much more historical things. And as we get closer into the 21st century, you know, obviously that's going to be more current event wise, but that'll probably take us some time to get there.
Yeah. Cause the more influence these ideas and memes have on society now, you know, I think it's important to, you know, understand where a lot of this stuff comes from and trace some of the genealogies of these ideas. I'm really looking forward to it. It coincides with a lot of personal research I'm doing also, and will help. I'm sure it'll help us get a better understanding of things.
Yeah.
In addition to like the audience, and there's just so much of the, especially the source material that this is really going to force us to go back through that are usually, you know, second and third hand references. And most of the material that like we, you know, came up consuming, but not a whole lot of people really like go back to these really, really old texts that influenced and created these whole paradigms and put them in their historical context and, you know, how they're brought into the current context.
Yeah. 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 I'm really excited about this. I think this will be, because I actually want to, you know, I don't just listen myself to the paranormal or like UFO themed podcasts or whatever. I also am a big fan of history podcasts. And I think that, you know, I want to do something that could almost like stand alone from, you know, Conspiranormal in a certain way. So yeah, I'm really excited about what we're going to do with this. And I think it's something that, you know, people need to, you know, want to hear our voices a little more than just a guest voice, you know? And so we're probably going to have probably 3 guests a month. You know, maybe we'll just have to see how it all works out. But I think that's something that I'm really excited about doing over the course of the year.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And then we have mentioned this. I mentioned Kiki Dombrowski earlier and how she was not able to do the conference this year. But starting in February, and she is going to be the first person we're going to do this with, we're going to be doing a different kind of, basically, we've been doing these hangouts for our Patreons. And what we're going to be doing now is we're going to be doing like more of a paid kind of spend an evening with this speaker type of thing, where they give a presentation, and that presentation doesn't have to be an hour long. It can be as long as they want it to be. And then people can talk and then hang out. Mm-hmm. And so this is something that we've been really feeling that we want to do. And February will be the first of those. And as we get kind of closer to that, we're going to get a date set for that. And kind of what I'm thinking now, and of course, we will announce this over the course of the January and February. But what I'm thinking now is what we will probably do is that if you are a $10 or up Patreon on Conspiranormal, you are automatically in on this. But if you want to, but to figure out a way for someone to pay $10 and join us on Zoom, because these are going to be paid events every month. And I think either you could become a Patreon for $10, which is probably the easiest way to do it, or we'll try to set up some other way to receive payment for that. So just stay tuned on that. And this is something that there's going to be a speaker every single month.
Right.
And this is something that is a speaker series that we, and, but also hopefully a little more interaction as well online.
Yeah. We're looking at it as a continuation of Strange Realities, and it'll be branded that way. We will probably even use like Eventbrite. And it'll be advertised similarly, and hopefully that'll help with some visibility. And we'll just see where it can go. You know, maybe it can evolve into some in-person events as well. We'll just see. We want to, you know, keep this open, let it grow, see what we can do with it. But kind of think about it as a paranormal TED Talks.
Yeah. And also in January and February, we will be working on the next conference, who's going to be speaking there. And we do have some ideas about what we want to do. And that will, should be October. I think in October is probably going to be obviously it's a great month for it. So I would suspect in October, 2022, we're going to have this, the next Strange Realities. So, which I'm hoping this year will be a huge blowout and everybody can come hang out here in Nashville with us and everybody else. So these are kind of the things that we are thinking about, and we're excited to be bringing you guys in 2022. If you guys have any suggestions or comments or anything, conspiranormal@gmail.com. Of course, you can hit me up, Adam Sane, or just leave, Conspiranormal Facebook page, leave us a message or Conspiranormal YouTube page.
Yeah, that's a big thing too. You know, we have a core audience we really appreciate who we do communicate with very often. But you know, for everyone else, like don't hesitate to reach out. One of the biggest things that we love about this is getting interaction and getting to meet you listeners. So please reach out, leave a review on iTunes. We are not in some ivory tower.
Yeah, exactly.
Down here with the people.
Exactly. I would like to shout out to Paranormality Magazine.
Yeah.
They did a, in their December issue, which you guys can find online, they did a whole write-up on us about the Strange Realities Conference this year. So we were very appreciative of that. And it seems like we made some new friends. So,
yeah, absolutely. Just going back and looking at this list of all the podcasts that we did this year, I mean, it's pretty, there's some pretty good shows on there. I can't wait to see what 2022 is going to have in store.
Yeah. And we'll be starting out strong. And also Patreon, on the Patreon side, we're going to have, we should have some more interesting things as well. I mean, of course we will be getting back into that pretty soon. So in the new year, expect that to be pretty common. I think Surfiel and I are going to try to do like updates and, you know, maybe looking a little bit at the news and these type of things. So you guys will hear more of us on the shows on that as well. So, all right. I think that's it. Now guys, we had a good year and I'm looking forward to 2022 being better. So, you know, knock on wood, man. So that's it, guys. Patreon site, Conspiranormal, patreon.com/conspiranormal. There's $5, $10, and $20 tiers on there. So you guys take advantage of what that has to offer.
Yeah. And, you know, like we said earlier, real quick, if you're interested in attending these monthly presentations that we have, probably the easiest way to do it and not have to keep up with it would be to become a $10 patron.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely the easiest way. And that's what we're going to push the most. So, all right, guys, I want to thank you so much. And we will be back very, very soon in 2022 on Conspiranormal.
Becoming a Patreon at www.patreon.com/conspiranormal or leave a one-time donation at conspiranormal.com. And please check out our YouTube channel, Conspiranormal Podcast.